some people that you may be trying to contact may not be there anymore. They may have reincarnated, and they may be back here.
How soon does that happen?
Well, it varies. This is what my dad has shown me. It varies depending on what your soul journey is and whether or not you are at a place where you're ready to come back. In my dad's case, he has made the decision and he is spiritually evolved to the place where he doesn't have to come back, so he's not going to reincarnate. But there are other spirits that are on the other side that then do reincarnate.
How about people like your mother, your dad, your brothers, your sisters that are gone? Would they come back in your kids' kids?
Possibly, yes.
How do you know? How do you know?
There's two things. Sometimes you don't know. Is there anything
you can say to a kid? And you know when a kid's two or three.
Sometimes you can.
You know, you can say.
Recognize.
And they can give you some kind of a sign before they get all the clutter going in there.
Exactly. Before they get the distractions. And that's the answer to the other part of your question, where sometimes you're not able to make the connection. When I say you, maybe specifically you, but people in general, because they don't put themselves in a position where they're able to receive the knowledge and the information because they're distracted. I meditate every day. I have time where I am apart from all the distractions of this earth life. Today here I'm in studio and I'm being bombarded with all kinds of energy. But I make it a priority to have my life oriented around less and less and less distractions, which then allows it and makes it easier for my dad and other spirit guides to make access, to make this connection.
All right. Do you want to get some calls?
If they're there to talk,
okay.
I'll be here to listen.
Now, you say what you would like to talk. What do you want? Now, we're not going to do anything about can I sell the house or any of that stuff.
Right.
You tell what you want to, how you want to deal
with it. The way I work is I'm not a dog and pony show. There are a lot of people that have gifts, and then they want to go out and prove to the world that they have these gifts.
And you don't do readings, and you don't do that.
I don't do readings because I don't read anything. When my father told me, when he asked me to do this work with him, he said, I will only send people to you that can hear. And so the people that come are through word of mouth. The knowledge is there because he made this vow that he would be there to help people. So if there's a caller that he has information that he wants me to pass on, it will come through. We'll have no control over that. But it's not like I'm to be the quote-unquote psychic hotline to people on the other side.
No.
Or I don't help people figure out whether they should buy the blue car or the red car. My goal through my dad's work is to help people understand that there is more after we die. But more importantly, it's what we do with our life here and now that counts the most.
What does your mother say about this?
My mother is, she's overwhelmed. And
does he talk to her?
He has come twice to her, but that's not because she can't hear him. He has a specific agenda, and I'm fulfilling that agenda. He wants me to share knowledge to increase people's peace. My mother knows I have this access with my dad, and I share with her everything that comes through. But it's really like my dad didn't finish the job that he had here on Earth, and I'm helping him to finish
that. Does he know when she'll pass away?
He did come to, shortly after he died, he let it be known that my mother would live a good long while, even though we were all thinking with her grief and suffering of losing her husband of 44 years, that she would pass soon. He said no, she would live a long time, and it's 10 years, and she's still going strong.
She's 79?
She's 78. She just turned 78. And she's not ready to leave either.
I don't think anybody is. Unless you... disturbs me is I never heard of when I was young a kid ever killing himself. And now it's just rampant.
Right.
How could a teenager at the greatest time in their life decide to end it?
They are suffering so much and they don't have the tools to transcend the suffering.
Why don't they have?
They haven't been helped and given guidance. And some things that happen, not just with teens, but I've seen it with all ages of people, they open themselves up to negative forces. My dad says in this realm where he's at, in order to descend to this other vibrational state where he can access me to make this connection,